Welcome to the Red Cloud Research Roundup, hosted by Red Cloud Financial Services. It is January 30th. Geologically diversified company Mountain Boy Minerals has compelling evidence for the presence of a cluster of porphyries at their flagship Telegraph project. Kobe Kushner, mining analyst, is kicking off the episode with an update on an initiation of the company in the research team's recent coverage report. Furthermore, mining analyst Timothy Lee is providing details on Talisker Resources' recent resource estimate. So with that, Kobe, what's top of mind for you?
Thank you for the welcome. I will kick off this podcast with an initiation. Last week, we launched coverage on Mountain Boy Minerals, MTB, on the venture with the speculative buy rating and no target. Mountain Boy is a junior explorer with 7 projects in BC's Golden Triangle. These projects range from being brownfields to grassroots, with different deposit types from epithermal to VMS, skarn, and most importantly, copper-gold porphyries. It's geologically diversified, which gives it exposure to all sorts of metals, from zinc, lead, silver, molybdenum, and of course, copper and gold. All projects are highly prospective, and there's no shortage of targets on any of them, but I'm going to focus on one, which is the flagship Telegraph project, where the company is looking to conduct its initial drill program this summer. So, here's why we like the stock. Mountain Boy has a dominant foothold in one of the most mineral-endowed regions on the planet. Its projects together make up one of the biggest land positions in the Golden Triangle and are surrounded by world-class deposits and mines, such as Shaft Creek, Saddle, Galore, Snip, Eskay, KSM, Red Chris, Bruce Jack, and several others. This is an area that is well heated. Majors alone have invested $5 billion in the Golden Triangle just in the past 3 years. Newcrest especially has been on a buying spree. After spending $1 billion to acquire Red Chris, it then picked up Pretium for $3 billion. Newmont as well, with the purchase of GT Gold and Galore Creek. Now, as one of the biggest landholders with high-quality projects, we think Mountain Boy is a potential takeout candidate. Whether it makes a discovery or not, its land position can be an easy way for another party to gain easy exposure to the region. So on to Telegraph, the flagship. We like this project for its discovery potential for a large-scale copper-gold porphyry. It is the biggest land package in Mountain Boy's portfolio, and it was once explored by over 50 companies, each of which were exploring smaller individual properties. Mountain Boy is the first to come in, consolidate these properties, and is the first company to systematically explore it as one large land package. This has allowed Mountain Boy to take a big picture view and to find new interpretations and targets. What's key is that some of the most prospective areas at Telegraph were historically located along the borders between different operators, and so there was little to incentivize exploration at these zones. We think the team here is doing real exploration work. They've spent the last 2 years doing property-wide exploration, geophysics, soil, and rock sampling, up to almost 20% copper at one of the border zones, as well as over 500 grams a ton of gold. They're seeing the right indicator minerals on surface, as well as potassic alteration. All signs are pointing to a copper-gold porphyry deposit, similar to the world-class deposit surrounding it. And these porphyries can make for some of the largest and most profitable mines in the world. Of course, well-defined targets lead to a heightened chance of exploration success, and with permits in place, Mountain Boy is finally ready to drill its Telegraph project this summer. Now, this is a $10 million market cap, pre-discovery company, all the way to the left on the Lassonde curve. Stocks like this can really pop upon discovery, and we argue that the time to invest is before the drills start turning. Touching on the team, management and directors largely come from strong technical backgrounds. The company's advisory board is stacked with a team of porphyry and Golden Triangle experts, geoscientists with discoveries under their belts, PhDs that specialize specifically in porphyries. Management owns a quarter of the outstanding shares, so there's skin in the game. Mining Hall of Famer Ross Beattie owns 12% of the company, and he knows his geology. The stock trades near the bottom of its peer group on an EV per hectare basis, despite the fact that we think Mountain Boy is a much more prospective land package than several of its Golden Triangle peers. So the stock is cheap, and we think it might be on the cusp of a major discovery at Telegraph. So overall, we believe that there is a good risk-reward. We don't mean to undersell its other projects either. Some have seen high-grade results in the past. The Thea project has seen grab samples up to 39,000 grams per ton of silver. Red Cliff is a historical producer. The Southmore project as well. That one in particular is really shaping up as a skarn target. But we think of these projects more as a means of gaining non-dilutive capital, something that Mountain Boy has successfully done before, in order to fund its activities at Telegraph. So be on the lookout for drilling and M&A. Tim, over to you.
Thanks, Kobe. This week, Talisker Resources reported an inaugural mineral resource estimate for its Braylorn Gold Project in British Columbia. Talisker is TSK on the TSX. The estimate includes an indicated resource of 117,000 tons grading 8.9 grams a ton gold for 33,000 ounces, and an inferred resource of 8 million tons grading 6.3 grams per ton for 1.63 million ounces of gold. Notably, this estimate is based on underground mining methods, with 97% of the ounces in areas that would be mined by long-hole stoping, and the remainder by cut and fill. The estimate also includes dilution by wall rock, yielding a more realistic estimate of the grade that would go to a mill, as compared to an estimate that is just based on cutoff grade. Talisker also stated that channel samples and drilling have identified the potential for another 400,000 to 700,000 ounces in areas that need tighter drill hole spacing to include in the resource. The resource is defined along a strike length of 4.5 kilometers and to a depth of 700 meters. It remains open along strike and at depth, and historic mining went as deep as 2 kilometers. As well, the company has identified numerous exploration targets on its large property package in southern BC. However, from here the focus will be on upgrading this resource and advancing the project. Overall, we view this estimate as a positive step for Talisker and a solid foundation to move Braylorn toward production. The project is permitted, has good existing infrastructure, and is located within trucking distance of operating mills in the region.
Thanks for listening to the Red Cloud Research Roundup podcast. We hope you enjoyed this dive into recent notable mining news. Remember, you can join us every Monday for new episodes. And as always, you can head over to redcloudsecurities.com to access our research portal, to read full disclosures, and to sign up to our email list. That's it for this episode, and see you next time.